If it was raining a lot, would you say, would you use the term bright smart?
Well, that's not a rain. I agree. You don't mind my feet being close.
That's fine. Say you've enjoyed a visit with somebody and they're going out the door. As they're leaving, you say to them, well, I hope you'll
come back again. We enjoyed having it. Is that a good question to answer?
Just the past couple of days was Christmas. What do you say when you meet someone on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
How would you greet somebody after December 25th?
Happy New Year. I hope you have a good New Year.
Say you need to go downtown to buy some things, and you say to your wife, you're going to the door, well, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Say you get down there and you make a purchase, and the storekeeper took a piece of paper, and he did what with it, is he?
He put it in a, wrapped it up, put it in a paper bag.
And when you got home with the package, you did what to it?
I took it out of the bag, wrapped it.
Okay, now if he had wrapped it up, then what did you have to do to it?
I have to untie it. I cut the string of the tape. Yeah.
Oh, you would say you had to untie
or unwrap it.
If a storekeeper sold something for $2, he paid $2.50 for, you'd say he'd be selling it
at a loss.
Now, you admire something that you don't have enough money to buy. You'd say, I like it, but it...
I can't afford to buy it.
Or you might use the term cost, and you'd say, well, I'd like it, but it...
Too high.
Huh?
Cost too much.
Okay, and then when it's time to pay the bill, on the first of the month, you'd say, the bill is
due.
If you belong to a club, you have to pay the
due.
If you haven't any money to pay those dues, you go to a friend and try to
borrow money, or charge it, get it in charge.
When the banker is very gently refusing a loan, he says, money is
tight. Otherwise, you won't pay your bill.
Or similar to that, back in the 30s, money was...
Yes, tight due to the Depression.
Okay.
Brother Ed was tight, too.
Or you might say, still in relation to that, those things are as valid as something as hen's teeth.
Yes, it's hen's teeth.
Okay, say that lots of boys are down at the swimming hole and they like to jump off into the water. You'd say from that high board. Say he ran down the springboard and
died in the water.
When you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that what?
A belly buster. That's what I never could die. I never could.
It hurts too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Say children are out on the grass and they're turning over and over and over. You say that they're turning.
Yeah, over and over. They're rolling on the ground. Turning over and over.
Yeah, playing a game of turning
over.
Oh,
jumping, rolling on the ground. I call it rolling over. I